Preston and Steve Fun Size.
I saw this on, I think got this on BuzzFeed, 17 words of wisdom that every high school graduate should hear. It was on a Reddit posting that was, what is something that you wish you knew when you were 18 years old? The life advice that people have been dishing out is 100%. So,
well, this is very relevant now because with tomorrow, you know, school wrapping up here, let's impart these words of wisdom.
Yeah, so here are some things that that people recommended that they wish they would have known when they were 18.
Marry Mila Kunis.
Yeah, if you can do that, probably good. No, here's one that says, and some of them are practical and others are more lifestyle and mental and so on. But so here's
hair care.
Well, here's a practical one. Don't F up your credit. All right. So it says, somebody said that S is difficult to fix and it lasts a very long time.
Yeah. I've told you guys this before, but my friend Brian Walsh, he would get credit card statements in the mail and literally just throw them away.
Yeah.
And his credit was messed up for years and years as a result.
That's why you had and college campuses were always, there'd be the table set up and there'd be these predatory credit card companies saying that, you know, sign up.
Offering you free gifts and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, and you have to be careful with that too, because once you open that, a lot of people will forget about it. You actually applied for it and you now have this card. Even if you're not like Nick's friend and not using it, you still have the card.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can affect you.
It can.
All right. Here are some other pieces of advice. Making mistakes is okay. Life is about learning.
It's about getting up.
That's right, too. Words of wisdom.
Not how heavy your debt or interest is. It's about if you divest and invest.
We had an intern.
Financial advisor, John Rambo.
Make sure you're a limited liability company. Are you through?
What, Casey?
No, we had an intern, and she was awesome. Like, one of the best interns we ever had. But she was so afraid of making a mistake that she just asked too many questions. And I had to pull her aside, and I said, listen, you need to be okay with, like, you know, perhaps making a mistake, and then you can learn from it. But, you know, we can't hold your hand through this whole process. Like, just, you know, choose to do something.
That's good advice.
And stick with it. Yeah. And if you make a mistake, then learn from that. But like,
now show me wax the floor.
Now show me paint the fence.
Right.
She works in the industry now. So
there you go.
Here's one that says, don't feel so desperate to get your life started. So as an example, they said, I washed out of everything, college, the Marines, and a union factory job, because all I thought about was how to be an adult. In quotations.
Yeah.
When I got a job that was part-time and low-paying, I finally excelled to a point where I became a manager and started actually building experience that led me to a real career.
I agree with this wholeheartedly, because I think a lot of people place this heavy onus on themselves to, listen, there are things you have to do to start moving along.
Yep.
But I think I always see kids blanch, you know, when you... what are you going to do for the next 50 years?
I know.
Don't worry. You're going to change your mind many times. Go experience things. Know that you're going to change your mind. Know that there's going to be things that are going to affect you where you're going to say, hey, maybe this is something I really want to get involved with.
Yeah.
My brother went to school to become an English teacher, went into the Army, became Secret Service, and then an agent for the Justice Department.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, that's how it goes.
My friends have three kids, and one of them had just graduated from college. She was very determined. One of those go-getters, knows exactly what she wants to do. Work, get everything, do as much as you can. And she's got a really big gig that she's going straight out of college right into. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Other sibling, though, kind of went off and found his way, you know what I mean? Worked a few different types of jobs, and now is doing great himself as well. So it depends on who you are.
To that point, a sage bit of advice is make sure that when you do it, it's something you love doing.
My God.
Because while the money might not be there at the beginning, if you really love it, you will do it well. Chances are you'll do it well because you'll excel at it. You'll invest the time.
Because you love
and
it.
And eventually the reward will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You mentioned money. That was it for me. I wanted to start making money. So, like, I started my career right out of college as soon as I could. As soon as I could get a job, because that's what it was. It was, okay, now it's time to start making money.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that I knew that there were more jobs beyond the ones described in the Game of Life when I was playing.
Right,
I thought there was like doctor, lawyer, teacher, and like these preset jobs. I didn't have any idea that, for example, a radio producer could be a job out there. You know, so I think if there's one bit of advice that I could pass along is just keep your options open, because there are so many options as to what actual jobs exist out there.
You never know. And on a side note, did you hear that question? Do you know how old the Game of Life is?
No,
it goes back Do a quick check, okay, because it was a Jeopardy question. The Game of Life once included suicide as an option.
What?
Oh, my
God.
Yes, yes. Stop it. So, check on the origins. Oh, the game has been around forever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you know, I'll just kill myself.
Oh, my God. You're right, Steve.
I'm checking out.
1860. Created
1860.
By the person, Milton Bradley.
Oh, my God.
Am I correct? Suicide was an option?
Well, I'll look that part up next. Okay. But, I mean,
didn't actually have to commit suicide when you were leaving the game.
No,
just your little stick figure character that sat in the car.
But I digress.
All right. Anyhow, by the way, it came out when?
1860.
Were there cars in 1860? Because you remember your little.
It had to be like a buggy.
Like a buggy, I guess. Because your icon was a little car that you put people in. So, all right.
It was originally called the Checkered Game of Life.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. I have a few other things. I want to get to these. We've only gotten to three of them. this one, this is really hard to understand at the time, but it is definitely true. There's always something to learn after a failed relationship.
Oh, yes.
It says,
ask OJ.
Even if at first it doesn't seem like you did anything wrong, retrospection will reveal your own mistakes and failures, as well as others, I think. So, it's really hard to take and really hard to understand, but that is true. You can learn something about yourself.
Try to open yourself up to accepting your faults and understanding that you have them, and not bristle at the notion that you could have been the reason a relationship went asunder.
Well,
it's possible.
That's the key is to be, being open to your own faults, because if you could just go through life blaming everybody else for your problems.
And people love people like that.
When I was cleaning my house a couple of years ago, and I came across a couple of papers that I had written in college.
Yeah.
And I had held all this ill will towards this one professor because I thought she was an a-hole.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading this paper, and she had written a note on it, and it was actually a positive note because it was towards the end of the semester. And I was like, it dawned on me right then and there, she wasn't the problem. I was the problem.
Yeah.
The whole time, I was the problem. And, here I am, just like this 21-year-old kid who thinks he knows everything, and the reality was, she was right and I was wrong.
Yep, it can happen.
That whole time.
Here's another one. I like this one. Once you graduate high school, you basically get a fresh start. It says, whatever negative stigma you had in high school, nerd, weird kid, whatever, doesn't matter anymore in the real world. Mm. So, yes, thank you. Ding.
We now go into the bonus round.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I agree with that one, that you can find your place. If it was not in high school, you will find your place, hopefully.
And it's so hard to know that in high school.
It is.
Because it's everything that you're surrounded socially in high school seems so incredibly important at the time.
And school F's around with you, because I remember, like, I was the big man on campus in first and second grade.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And then we moved. And we kept getting redistricted. And so I always ended up as the new kid in school, and that just wears you down.
Yeah.
So, God, I was on top of the world in first grade.
Here are some pieces of advice for those who are, this is what people thought they should have known when they were 18. It would have been nice to know. Here's one. It's important to ask questions that you don't want to hear the answer to.
Yep.
That's a good piece of advice. Here's another one. Learn when to give an F and when to not give an F.
That'll save you.
Oh,
a lot.
My God. Yes,
that
it will.
I mean, like a lot of, there are a lot of times where you just, and I look back and go, why did I give a rat's ass about that? Why?
It says, think how things will affect others and put yourself in their shoes. That's one way. That's one thing to consider as well. And then think how things that get you mad will affect you in 5 years and see if it's really worth being angry about. And sometimes that can be the clarity you need to go, you know what? Why am I mad?
Yep.
You know, life is a marathon, not a sprint. It says caring for your body now, protecting your joints, eating well, sleeping, drinking, alcohol in moderation pays off the rest of your life. Don't start waking up in pain in your 30s.
And honestly, only use the meth you make.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can
you
never
don't know what's
tell.
In that
you
stuff.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Casey, you said many times about cigarettes, like you wish you'd never started when you were 18 or whatever it was.
18.
Was it younger than that?
Yeah, like third grade.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I wish I never started eating chicken with bones.
Yeah.
How about that? Here's one that says it's okay to live the life you want. I like that.
Living your best life.
What's
I hate that? That's like the big thing on the
internet. The impression right or, now. The, yeah. or the sentiment?
No, the sentiment. You know. Hashtag living my best life.
I know.
Yeah.
You do you.
All those other. What do you not like about that?
It's just, it's a cliche that I think is a little lame.
Okay, so is it...
No, I think you should live your best life, okay. But you don't have to hashtag it every single time okay. You do something cool.
It's okay to live the life you want, this poster said. Seeking approval from lovers, friends, parents, or anyone else leads you to starting over at 30. So
you can always start over. Unless you're dead, you can always take another swing at it.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one that says, sometimes the way we see people and the way they actually are totally different.
That's completely correct. Yeah. I had an incident a few years ago when I was over in Manayunk. There was a guy, I'd see him and I was walking my dog. We had a little bit of a row one time, and, I would have loved to have punched him right in his face. I didn't, though, and later on I found out that he was going through a terrible situation at home. His wife was terminally ill, and we became very good friends after the fact. But if I had the brain to have just considered that was a possibility, I would have not. I regretted that first step, but I'm glad we became friends afterwards.
Understood. Another piece of advice: you're better looking than you think you are. That's
not true in my case.
Well, no, that goes for a lot of people. I remember seeing an interesting piece of video where people were to describe to essentially a sketch artist their own features.
Right.
And they would have them sketch it. Do you remember this, Kath? Yeah. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, we should do this.
And everything looked disproportionate and incorrect. Yeah. But when they had a friend describe what this person looked like, they were able to accurately draw it. So how we see ourselves as opposed to how others see us is usually way off the mark.
Right. And I've also heard other things like don't waste your skinny years thinking that you were fat. And there's another one.
I wish I was as skinny as
that's how I see me.
I wish I was as skinny now as I was when I thought I was fat.
Like, right.
I think a Jackson Pollock is probably representative.
Here's practical advice. Brush your teeth and floss.
It's very good advice.
Dentist visits are expensive, this person says. Yes, that's true.
You guys make fun of me because I use my little flosser here.
During the show.
During the show or whatever. But ever since I started doing it, I have less dental problems.
All right, that's good. You've had your dental issues.
I've had my dental issues.
All you need now is a quip, and you're rocking.
Here's another one. Get relevant work experience. This says if you have a major like nursing, computer science, or accounting, get an internship with related work experience and build contacts that will land you jobs
in
the future.
Sage advice.
Yeah, internships, man, if you can squeeze in the time to do it, in our particular business, it's one of the only ways to get into the business that we work
in. So when we had our 20th anniversary on air, we got a lot of people coming in interviewing us, and they'd always ask that question. What advice would you give people looking to get into the career? Internship.
I really think it's true. I mean, I know it's true for this industry, but I think it's true in every industry. Like, any way to get your foot in the door, anywhere that you're interested in pursuing a career, and if you're willing to work for free. I mean, you know, so many people that I know, myself included, work for free at some point during the day and wait tables at night. There are ways to supplement your income, but interning is the best way to get a job.
Don't get distracted with a job that's going to pull you. Well, the money's so good that I'm going to pull myself away from my dream. Because I see people fall into that trap.
A lot of people are texting him where we got this list. I will make sure that Nick has it and can post it on PrestonandSteve.com. I believe it was through BuzzFeed, but I got to go back and double check. And it was a Reddit thread. So this is number 14. There's 17 altogether pieces of advice. And this is true. Start saving your money as soon as possible. Stash that cash, man.
And so I got into a time, you know, when I lost a gig and I had my own studio, my little studio set up inside someone else's studio, and things got tight. And, you know, I wish I had socked away more at that time.
Yeah.
Even when you think you're doing, you're doing the right thing, it can come up and bite you.
Begin investing as soon as possible. Like simple stuff, like mutual funds, things that it doesn't take an investor to know how to manage.
Pet rocks. I put all my money into those.
And look what happened. Yeah. You got in too late.
I got in too late.
Yeah. But something safe like that to have your money will work for you.
It will.
It will actually earn more money.
Interest is an amazing
thing. It's crazy when you think about it, and it's everywhere. You just need to get it in there and let it start working for you. I am an idiot at that stuff. That's why I have a financial advisor to help me out with that type of thing.
And my wife. Yeah. My wife do it. She's smarter than I am.
Next one is people you love will not be here forever, so show them and tell them that you love them. That's very important.
It is.
This says, spend time with them now because it will be gone before you know it. And I feel like once you're 18, time starts moving really fast. The person had quoted or was quoted as saying. Two more. Another piece of advice for those who are 18. They wish they would have told themselves this. Go with your gut. Value your own opinions more and others less.
You do. Well, value other opinions, but do realize that at a certain point, it's okay to trust your gut. Don't.
Depending.
An informed gut decision.
I think that if you've made several poor decisions, your instincts may be off. And,
right.
And then you may need assistance. But I think I have really good instincts. It's helped me in the long run. I'm not a very intelligent person when it comes to book smarts. I didn't have very good grades. My attention is difficult to hang on to. But my instincts have served me well.
And you and I together throughout the course of the show, everybody, our instincts about what to do when people would tell us, oh, you should do this, you should do this more. We kind of knew and felt where we should be going, and it worked out. But you're right. If you've had a steady stream of abysmal failures, it might be good to seek out someone else's advice.
Yeah. Somebody... You've been arrested a bunch of times or something like that. Your instincts aren't. You need to read.
You need
to maybe go with the opposite of what you think is a good idea.
Electrodes on your forehead and clamping your hands down on a chair, you've made some bad choices.
Maybe ask for some advice.
I thought you were legit asking Steve, have you been arrested a bunch of times?
Yes, I have.
When you said that to him, you've been arrested a bunch of times?
A ton of times.
Yeah. When I first started with you guys, I was given advice to go to another market and cut my teeth somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then, you know, work my way back into a bigger market.
Really?
I did. Yeah. And then he also said, buy as many fedoras as you possibly can.
Oh, shut up.
And I know who this guy was. And let me tell you something.
Right? Rage.
Doesn't matter, though. Dude's rocking the Caymans.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then one last piece of advice is it doesn't... Now, this is really... I do like this. It doesn't get easier. You get better.
Huh.
I like the way... I do like the sensibility of that because a big saying is it will get better. And... It gets better because you get better, I think, as opposed to it doesn't mean that life is going to get easier, that your challenges are going to be fewer and less difficult. You just learn how to take on those challenges as you progress in life.
Would that be akin to people distance themselves more because you get smellier?
Maybe if you need people older away from you.
I think there's probably something to be said for that you your skill set.
Yeah.
What appears to be, you start to say, you just get good at things.
You learn how to handle stuff.
You know how to, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, honestly, it goes back to, I think, finding what inspires you, finding what you love, taking the time, knowing that it's going to be tough, giving yourself the leeway to do that. But when you get, I've never heard anyone regret sticking to their guns and doing something they love.
There's an interesting moment in the movie Parenthood.
Yeah.
It was a great film. Steve Martin's dad, Jason Robards, in this is having a kind of a heart, their only heart-to-heart that they have.
He's just an insufferable curmudgeon.
He is, but he this kind of depressed me, I remember, because I was in my early 20s when I remember seeing, but he goes to him, he gives him some very frank, his perception of life. He goes, it never ends. He goes, you never get into the end zone and spike the ball and do your touchdown dance. He goes, it never ends. And that kind of bothered me when I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
But then this makes it a little bit more clear. It doesn't get easier. You get better. You learn how to take on all these things as you get older.
And if you're lucky, you end up on Bachelor Island.
Oh, my God. And in love.
In love.
Yeah.
Can I add, too, if you're going to college... first of all, go to class. It's really important. And it's better to go to class than it is to sleep in on a Thursday. Trust me. And the second is learn about student loans. Figure out how you're going to pay them back, when you're going to pay them back, what the interest rates are, because student loans can be crippling. And if you can manage them in a productive way, I mean, that goes back to what you were talking about earlier, Preston, about managing money earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very helpful when you're paying back those student loans in your 20s and maybe 30s.
Yep. So anyhow,
I think there was some sage advice.
Yeah, I think there's some good stuff in here. Yeah. It's called 17 Words of Wisdom That Every High School Graduate Should Hear. It was from a Reddit user, Robbie Vermont, who had posted it, writing, what is something that you wish you knew when you were 18 years old? And it's some good stuff. So I'll make sure that we get this article and we post it on PrestonSteve.com. You can share it with people who could use some advice like this.
Yes.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonAndSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.